This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The National Weather Service is warning of heavy rain and high winds across parts of the Northeast today, and it may mean flooding for coastal areas. And there's bad weather ahead for parts of the Plains states, too. Thunderstorms, large hail, wind, and maybe tornadoes. In California, that fierce storm that swept across the state set rainfall records and also set off mudslides northeast of Los Angeles. Allison Knapp is with the Contra Costa County Public Works Department in Northern California.
The wind on top of the continuous storm brought on a lot of debris, tree limbs onto the road, onto our system, plugging up our storm drain.
She talked to KGO-TV. Still no word on why a gunman opened fire at a shopping mall yesterday in Boise, Idaho. Two people killed, four injured. The AP's Jackie Quinn with the latest.
Mayor Lauren McClain on the shock of a fatal shooting inside the Boise Town Square.
Countless people found themselves in a situation they never would have nor should have expected.
Courtesy of KIVI-TV, Police Chief Ryan Lee says they were able to take the gunman into custody after a shootout with officers. The suspect and one officer hit.
We really cannot at this time speak to any motivation behind it.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The suspect's in critical condition. The officer treated and released from the hospital. A cyber attack targeted gas stations across Iran this morning, leaving angry motorists stranded in long lines of closed stations. No word on who's behind this. Thousands of flights with donated miles have now carried Afghans from temporary housing at U.S. military bases to new homes around the United States. This is AP News. A lawsuit's been filed against the Biden administration over its reversal of a Trump-era abortion referral ban. The AP's Mike Gracia's got this.
Ohio's attorney general has filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Cincinnati against the Biden administration's new federal regulations on abortion referrals by federally funded family planning clinics. The lawsuit filed by Republican Dave Yost seeks to restore two Trump-era rules. One requires federally funded family planning clinics to be physically and financially independent of abortion clinics. The other requires such clinics to refrain from referring patients for abortions. 11 other states joined in the lawsuit. I'm Mike Gracia.
Sheriff's deputies making a routine traffic stop in North Florida found a grenade inside a pickup truck. They detonated it. The driver's under arrest for driving with an expired license and other unrelated charges, but an investigation is continuing into the grenade. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.